Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Miss Goldie to You radio show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And how is everyone doing this lovely Tuesday and on this beautiful, sunshiny summer evening? So, you know, Miss Goldie always got to drop some facts on you. I'm going to tell you about the past week I've been having and the people that I ran into on my adventures and the awesome things that we have coming up. So just stay tuned to the Miss Goldie T radio show and we'll be right back. But first I'd like to open it up with a little bit of my favorite artist, my favorite artist in the whole wide world. Miss Mary J. Blige and Ja Rule with Rainy Days. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
Yeah. Rule, baby. Mary J. Blige. Meringue. Smile.
It's just those rainy days.
Everything ain't misleading and I kiss the clouds on the rainy days and
smile for you when the skies are gray, baby. Cause I'm a teardrop away from crying and a few shots away from dying. Dear Lord, would you shower my pain? Let it rain on me while I cherish the air I breathe. I'm an angel that can't soar, can't fly, and I'm asking the Lord knows why.
Niggas coming. coming home shell shy. No work for a jailbird, sell rocks. Yeah, throw your hands in the air. Hip hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here. We all got goons, alright? Just be clear. Atlantic, don't panic, you can't handle it. What they built, God come to dismantle it. Run up in the radio station, they can't stand it. We freeing hip-hop, bringing home Hannah to the next generation of cats who understand it. We influence the whole damn planet. We can have our own land if we plan it. Standing in our own mansions, jamming. Yeah, throw your hands in the air. Hip-hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here. Throw your hands in the air. Hip hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here.
And that was my brother Kasim Allah with Hip Hop is Black on the Miss Goldie T radio show. First Lady with the facts. And if you didn't know, now you know. Kasim Allah album has officially dropped on Culture Zine Media. So make sure you go cop that, go check it out. This brother is definitely deep. We have to support our positive hip-hop. We have to support the people that are teaching the youth the right thing. I mean, we're so quick to support the artists that are teaching our children about sex, drugs, and violence, but yet we fail to support the artists that are really, really, really bringing it to the table. And on that note, I'm going to take it to Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror, because we can't change anything unless we start with ourselves. So take a listen to Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T radio show. First Lady with the Facts.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them bleed? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know.
Yes, and if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. So that was my main man, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Yes, I always loved that man, and I hope you all love him too. And I'd like to give a special shout out to Legacy Garden Park, and they had an awesome, awesome 3-weekend event called the Free Arts and Drama Boot Camp. Kids came out from everywhere. They had celebrities come out and train the kids on the arts and entertainment and script writing and art and dance and vocal lessons and production. I mean, it was really, really an amazing thing. And I just would suggest that you guys go check out Legacy Garden Park on Instagram. And you can go to legacygardenpark.com and just donate. Sponsor a child. Help get the kids out the street. And I challenge all you celebrities, all you entertainers and sports people to donate some money to Legacy Garden Park, really. I mean, we invest our money in things that don't normally help prosper our communities. But if we invest in our children, it will always, always be an asset to our community. So I challenge someone to donate to Legacy Garden Park. They have a PayPal, Legacy Garden Park. You can reach out to me and figure out how you can support this awesome, awesome cause. And also coming up this weekend, Master Mood will be bringing the Black Diva Models to Atlanta on July 22nd, secret location. So if you want to be invited to that event, make sure you email the Rock Cookout@gmail.com. Send him your name and he will send you the private location. Georgia really has a lot of things going on this weekend. It's the Bronx weekend. For those of you that don't know, for some years now they have Bronx weekend in Georgia where all the people from New York that live in Georgia, they all get together, they all come out. I heard it's a really, really nice, awesome event. I will definitely be trying to get out to that on Saturday. They're having a big cookout at Grant Park in Atlanta. So I'm definitely going to be trying to meet up with my New York people and do some networking out there and some promotions. Yes, it's exciting, exciting, exciting. And I have some more things to tell you guys about. And you know, I always got to take it to Yonkers First Lady, Goldilocks, with my life, and we'll be right back on the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network. And shout out to my Culture Zine family, Shaki Abdul, Don Slim, everybody working hard over there on the Burning Mike Show and the Mama Mac Show, and they got a lot of awesome shows over here on Culture Zine. Shout out to my Culture Zine family, and make sure you check out the other shows. Make sure you check out the website, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to You Show.
Hard-headed with wouldn't listen, put in compromising positions. Something's missing from this life that I'm living, ain't too far from a prison. Cold bitches where I'm sitting, and I'm pressing my luck. You got 3 times to lose, this my second one up. Stay trying my luck to get that buck, so if I can never get stuck or poverty stricken. Now with a million ways the hood is eating, wasn't raised up sleeping, product of my environment. The hood ain't retiring. The more we dying, the more we multiplying. Ain't committing suicide, it's already do or die. Keep trying to survive. It's hard to stay alive when we thrive on crime scenes, gangsters and snitches. Always got your eye on another man's riches. For my bones, I dig deep dishes. Yeah, it's hard out here in these streets.
My life,
gotta raise these kids. Stop killing our own people. Let's go.
This is my stride. This is my life. This is my life. This is my life.
Dreams of seeing demons, but it's just the hood scheming, perpetrating how they living for an alternate ending. It's just the beginning. Prison sentences, snitches turning witnesses, fiends working for the government. It's the price we gotta pay, and we all gotta love it. The pride to commit homicide and think nothing of it. You rep for the hoods, I'm a rep for my people. Ain't no colors above me, cause they all created equal. Great time is lethal, your life ain't a sequel. Race to die as the gun cock rings out gunshots. Prepare, beware for the bodies that drop. It's us against ourselves in the world against we. Can't let the devil take me out of God's property. So I emerge from this pit that I live in. The slave mentality that I was given. Switch the game up. Change my religion from drug dealing to spitting. The life that I'm living ain't the life I was given. Yeah, it's hard out here in these streets. Mothers, we gotta teach our daughters how to be women. Men, we gotta teach our sons how to be men. Yeah.
This is my life. This is my life. This is my strife.
It all boils down to earning big crowns in small towns. Earning wages, direct connect to sky pages. The way I figure you gon' pay with your life, I heard death come like a thief in the night. Goldie spit it right, you getting it backwards. I move to upper classes that move in masses. You can't see what I see if you looking through my glasses. I told you once before, on stunts I'm passing.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Artists, we love to support the independent artists over here at Culture Zine Radio. And if you want to be a guest on my show or any of the other shows, you can email me at Miss Goldie, the number 2, the letter U, at gmail.com. I love to support the independent artists, but just make sure the music that you send is radio ready. I tell artists all the time, you have to make different versions of your music. If you want radio play, airplay, every song that you hear that you like has a clean version to it. And it's a specific reason for having a clean version to it. And artists, I have some excellent, excellent, excellent situations coming up for you. Every Thursday at the Party Room, we will be doing a mixer and music seminar of sorts, where artists will be able to come out and get information, get advice, get help with their career, get help on their package, bringing your package up to par to be able to be submitted for a record deal. And we have also Top Mics Atlanta coming to the Party Room August 17th. So if you want to register, just hit me up. Follow me on Instagram, Yonkers First Lady, Miss Goldie to you. You can email me. It's an awesome, awesome competition with an amazing prize package. And I mean, if I wasn't hosting this competition, I would definitely be on for that prize package. But right now, I'm going to play my favorite song that's out right now. Normally, I don't rock with this type of music, but when I tell you Cardi B, you hit a home run on this Bodak Yellow. So we're going to play this right now on the Miss Goldie to you. And, yes, I do have the clean version. And we'll be right back.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these be mad at me. They baby father wanna build. Say, little, you can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my accounts. Turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a stove. My glitter is gold. Tell that little b*** fit her role. I just a robe and a rose. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these no, they none of the same. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms, a life frosted flakes. Hard to let these know. Just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from Mona. That's it, Lou. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Fat on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I am loving that Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, she killed it. I don't got to dance. I make money move. We got people on the line right now. We about to get in on the check-in because the phone lines are super lit. Shout out to my people on the check-in from Yonkers. Who's on the line?
It's Kimi. What up? What's popping out there, ATL?
What up, Big Kimi? What's shaking out there in New York?
Ain't shit right now. I work off the clock right now, cooking up. You already know.
Wait, when you say cooking up, let people know where you work at before you know. I don't want to say it.
We got
down the door over there.
Yonkers Whiskey House. I'm in the kitchen.
Yonkers Whiskey House?
That's right.
Hey, and where's that at?
On Central Ave in Yonkers.
I'm going to definitely be coming to check you out at the Yonkers Whiskey House when I hit the town. I've been checking out your food, checking out the pictures, and you definitely on your A game. You know, Miss Goldie is definitely a hard critic and connoisseur about food, and you on your A game. I can't wait for you to chef me up something.
Yeah. You see me. I'm doing my thing right now.
Definitely doing your thing. I'm definitely proud of you. Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter. You already know. Shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to everybody who supported me. You know, I just came home from a fucked-up situation. I'm just trying to do right now.
Right. And that's what it's all about. It's not about the mistakes that we make. It's about how we correct ourselves and move on. And do you have any advice to give to anyone that might be ruining their life right now or might be in a similar situation? Do you have any advice to give them?
The only advice I got to the people that's in a situation like me or worse, just don't never give up. Keep pushing yourself forward, and whatever you want to do is going to happen for you. Just push yourself and give it your all. Give it 120%.
That's definitely what's up. He said 120%. And is that the path that you're on right now, giving it 120%?
That's exactly what type of time I'm on right now.
And that's definitely what's up, and I'm proud of you. And I would love to see some more of my young black brothers, you know, just wake up and realize that we are in charge of our own lives and we are in charge of our own future. Yes, things happen to us that's out of our control. Yes, we got many strikes against us and people against us and police against us and communities and people supposed to be friends against us. That should give us more reason to stay focused, because you have a lot of things coming at you as a young black man, and we have to stay focused because we fighting a war right now amongst ourselves. So keep up the good work, and I'm going to put you back on hold, and thank you for calling the Miss Goldie to You radio show. But the phone lines are so popping. We got the 404 on the line. Shout out to Georgia. Thank you for calling the Miss Goldie to You radio show. Who am I speaking to?
Right now, you are speaking to Ishaq.
Hey, Ishaq. What's good with you, baby?
How you doing, Miss Goldie?
I'm doing great, and thank you for calling Miss Goldie to You radio show. And I want you to tell everyone who you are and what you do, because you're also a young black man who got it definitely going on. And I first want you to start off by saying how old you are, and then I want you to tell them what you do.
Right now, I am 22 years of age. I'm going to turn 23 in December. And I am a tech entrepreneur and developer. What I do is I try to help people digitalize their dreams and, like, connect with, you know, I just love, you know, letting people connect the dots for film, video, production. Yeah.
That's super amazing. So tell everyone how they would be able to get in contact with you and see what you're all about and reach out for your services.
Well, you can call my phone number and you can check out my website.
And what is your website?
My website is mass.business.
Spell that out.
mass.business. business. mass.business. I know it's not a .com, but, you know, as we're transitioning in the future of the internet, you know, now you can have like dot practically anything. So what I did was I chose mass.business because MASS is an acronym for marketing, automation, sales, and support.
Wow. And see, I wouldn't have even thought of that. I would have thought maybe that you were just saying, I'm going to reach the masses, but it's actually an acronym. And that's what makes you such an intelligent guy. And I'm also very proud of you and in support of you. And I want to see more brothers do exactly what you guys are out here doing. And keep up the good work. And thank you for calling the Miss Goldie T radio show. And thank you for listening. And I hope you call back and continue to listen.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to give anybody a shout out?
I want to do a big old
shout out.
I want to give a big old shout out to the Legacy Garden. I want to give a big old shout out to the artist Little Eight. He's having a performance party room, Mario Drive. I want to give a shout out to Rock Entertainment. And I want to give a shout out to JP Lewis.
JP Lewis, definitely big shout out to JP Lewis. He the eye behind the camera as we speak. Big shout out to him. And I mean, I'm just so proud of you. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, it's a lot of young black brothers that's on their A game. And don't get it twisted. They're all not out here committing crimes and making babies and using drugs. Some of these brothers are out here doing the right thing, and I appreciate you guys so much. And thank you for calling the Miss Goldie TU radio show, Ms. Hop. Hey, we got one more person on the line that we're going to check in with, calling from a 929 number. And thank you for calling the Miss Goldie TU radio show. Who am I speaking to?
All right. You're talking to Sean Hardy.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for calling the Miss Goldie TU radio show. We got it popping out here in the ACO. Can't wait for you to get out here.
Man, it's lit. You know, I'm going to come to see you on your Black Power thing. I like it. I love it.
Definitely on my Black Power thing. And Sean, just give people a little bit of history on your current situation and the advice that you might have for the young brothers out here in the street.
Oh, well, I'm in a wheelchair because I got shot, but, you know, life still going on. I'm still living life. I'm more positive now, though. I mean, as you go through stuff, you start seeing what's worth it, what's not. So, like, a lot of stuff really ain't worth it.
Right.
Nothing.
So
it's better to learn from somebody else's experience.
Right, better to learn from someone else besides your own. Do you have any advice to give might think it's cool to be in the street and, you know, to doing the wrong thing?
It's definitely not
worth it. So you better just. It better just be positive and be productive and get the job, because it's more worth it in the long run. Instant gratification is cool and all that, but in the long run, getting the job is going to be more. It's going to be more
right.
Better than doing what you're doing to end up in jail or dead or anything like me.
Right, and most people in your situation wouldn't have a positive attitude at this point and would be really angry with the world. But I do know that even in your situation, you're one of the most happiest, positive people that I know right now. And it's like you said, it might have changed your life for the better and make you take life more seriously and realize how important life is. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely did. Because if I was up, I'd probably still... Opposed to me getting shot and put in a wheelchair, if I got shot and still walking around, I probably wouldn't have retaliated and still been on the crazy path, headed nowhere fast. But now I'm more positive and I'm like slowed down. I think about everything and just try to keep positive vibes and stay around positive people.
Right, and that's the best thing to do. And it, for as much, even though it's more negativity in the world and it's so much easier to get into the wrong thing, it's harder to stay on a straighter path and be around positive people.
Yes.
But trust
yes.
me, you will come out
yes.
more
yes.
on top being positive.
Yeah, it definitely is hard, but once you go through something, you start weighing the options and seeing what's worth it, what's not worth it.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you smart enough. Some people do, like you said, some people do this and they get depressed and they stay at home and they just start fucking up and all that. But fuck up even more than
right.
it was and start doing drugs, crazy. But yeah, gotta just stay positive. I'm alive, so that's the best thing.
And that is the best thing. And I hope that you continue to tell your story, because you are the type of person that these young kids are going to listen to. They're not going to listen to me. They're not going to listen to the older dudes, because all they're going to say is the same thing like you used to say. Oh, they old. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what goes on out here in these streets. They don't got to live out here in these streets. But someone of your age and your experience, younger kids will listen to you because they know you've been out there and you know what you're talking about. So I encourage you to keep telling your story and use your situations to help other people.
Yeah, I will. That's what I kind of do now. I don't know. You know, I work at the Jacoby, and I go there, and it's called SUV, Stand Up to Violence, and we just talk to people that come in and try to keep people out of trouble. They got, like, summer jobs and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. And I will definitely be supporting you and hope that we can start our own movement on helping these kids before they end up in Jacoby.
Yeah, true. That's the main key.
Preventive medicine is the best medicine.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, catching them before.
Try to get
they
to them before they get hurt. Yeah. Because most
right.
people that go there, you know, it's like
definitely.
Gunshots or they stabbed up or something bad. So, yeah, it would be good to catch them before they get to that point.
Right, before they get there. Okay, so thank you for calling into the show. I'm going to put you back on hold. And we're going to play some music. And, I mean, I really appreciate all my young black brothers that just called in. Y'all just made my day, actually. And big shout-out to Kalia B. Make sure y'all go subscribe to her YouTube channel, Media Makeup Monster, over there. And shout-out to Worldwide Entertainment TV, always holding us down, Rah-Rah Entertainment, Legacy Garden Park, J.P. Lewis Productions, and big shout-out to Little 8, who is definitely, like Hawk said, going to be performing for his first feature, Atlanta Performance, in Top Mike's Atlanta. Go check out his video. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel, and that's Little 8, the number 8 with a P-E. And if you check the On Demand episodes, you can listen to the interview that I did with him. I believe it was 2 weeks ago. Excellent interview. Smart young brother. And, I mean, come on. We have to support them. We can't let them feel like they're in this world alone, or that the older generation doesn't support what they are into and what they want to do with their lives. We have to support them. We had our time to do what we wanted to do. Now, let's help them do what they need to do. And we don't want the prison system or the hospital system controlling our children. Let's control and teach them ourselves. Let's teach them our history. Let's teach them where we came from and the good things about our lives and our ancestors. Yes, each one teach one, but what are we teaching each other? We can't just teach sex, drugs, and violence. It's not going to fly. We're killing each other and killing ourselves. And I mean, what enemy do we really have? Is, you know, we like to say the man, the cops is my enemy. But actually, we're our own enemies as well. We do things to ourselves. So on that note, I'm going to take it to some old school, because, you know, I like old school. How about you? And I like to bring it back for people, you know, play songs you haven't heard in a long time. So here's my girl Diana Ross, Miss Boss, with I'm Coming Out, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. We'll be right back. And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And make sure you check out that Culture Zine Radio website. And you can also visit the blog talk site for on-demand episodes, past episodes of the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. I mean, we have had some really, really good and interesting shows. You never know who's going to call in, who's going to check in, and what's going to happen. It's kind of like my life. You never know what's going to happen. And speaking of that, I had the pleasure of attending Johnny Blaze's listening party. Now, when I found out about Johnny Blaze is during her time on Love and Hip Hop. And I knew she was creating music or whatever, but I don't believe they ever actually let us hear the music. So all of this time, I was thinking that Johnny Blaze was a hip-hop artist. But to my great surprise, she is an R&B artist who plays six instruments, and I mean a talented, talented young lady. She's nothing like the person that they have featured on Love and Hip Hop. So, you know, guys, don't let these reality shows fool you. Sometimes the way they portray these people on reality shows are not who they are at all. And she has a wonderful, wonderful voice. And I can't wait for that album to drop. I'm definitely going to be playing it on this show. I'm going to be playing it in my phone, in my house. She has a really, really amazing album. Shout out to Ms. Deb Antony, which is her manager. And I also had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Brandon Barnes. And he's nothing like the snob or the troublemaker that they also portray him to be on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. He was very nice, very approachable. And I really didn't expect that because, once again, we just tend to judge people by who we see or what they see on TV. And everybody knows that editing can be something else. They can edit things to make them look the way they want to look. And sometimes we just have to dig a little deeper and find out who people are as a person. And the listening party took place at Rolling Out Magazine. Shout out to Rolling Out Magazine and all the nice people that were in the building. Lovely artist named Swisha. I got to meet Miss Mimi and Shantae, who was also on Love and Hip Hop. I mean, I really love Atlanta. It's like the Black Hollywood. It's opportunity here and it's progression here. And these people are not basically stingy with opportunities. So I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate being a part of the network that I'm currently a part of, Rah-Rah Entertainment, Legacy Garden Park, Worldwide Entertainment TV, Culture Zine Radio, Under Lock and Key Entertainment. And speaking of Under Lock and Key Entertainment, just to give you a little piece of information, Goldilocks will be releasing a mixtape August 17th, also at the Party Room, during the Top Mics Atlanta competition called Unfinished Business. So make sure you get in contact with me to get that mixtape. And I know you haven't heard things from me in a long time. And it's kind of a collaboration of the past mixtape joints that I have done. My manager, Mike Geist, put it all together on one CD for you guys, and we're calling it Unfinished Business. I'm so loving the cover artwork shot by Evolution Arts. Check out Evolution Arts. Amazing, amazing cover work he did. My photo shoot was done in New York by Stuart Schechter. Yes. And I was styled by Mr. David and the people from his beauty school, David Eric. Yes, he's also a Latin artist. Big shout out to my bro, David Eric. And on that note, I'm going to play another joint from my brother, Kasim Allah, off of that Made in America project, Born Allah, Call Me. and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network.
Yeah, so many things they call you. Yeah. They call me everything from nigga to color coon and boy, African American felon and unemployed, Negro, Mandingo, Mayate, and Mooley, suspect, prisoner, convict, parolee, defendant, ignorant, hooligan, thug, call the truce and I deuce when we told this bitch up, call me Sambo, picking any even jigaboo when you ain't gotta be black now, they call you nigga too, call me savage, even, three-fourths of a human being, give me 40 acres and immune, and we call it even, dynamics, call my sister nappy-headed hoe, called out Sharpton, he was ready to set it though. My girl called 5-0, called me a wife beater, got me locked up, then called the next nigga, then called child support. Glenn and Paltrow calling us niggas in Paris, homie, I need a Newport.
They used to call me out my name, but now they call me
They call me radical in the 60s, calling for revolution. Threw on my black leather and call my people together. Marcus called us Africans, Drew called me a Moor. Elijah said, don't call me that slave name no more. Call me Pharaoh, King, Prophet, Son of Man. They call me the Supreme Being, Asiatic Black Man, Messiah, Mahdi, G-O-D. When you on your knees, just call on me. Call me Alpha, the Omega. Some call me Blair when I'm in a suit and gaiters. I refuse to call it swag, call it what you may. As if you call me Kirk, you knew me back in the day. They call me the father of civilization, the very first man. But when I fill out the app, they don't call me back. Damn, call it how I see it, charge it to the game. They call me born a loss, it's a lot to the name.
They used to call me all my name.
Even knowing that they call it same old shit, just a different toilet. Now it's overflowing, what you gon' call it? I hope how I see it, and don't miss my calling. Made my water boiling, and I'm a two-faced Gemini. Shit gets real off of beverages that's alcoholic. So who you calling? Earl and them? I call that by the hairs of your chinny chin chin. I'm calling all my watch niggas, calling all calls, calling all troopers behind walls and bars. And heard the call for them troopers fighting in walls. The call is in for the movement of the stars. So I'm gon' call for attention. Call me if you're pimping, slipping. And call me if the chips ain't dipping. And call me if you're lacking style. This is the call of the wild.
They used to call me all my name.
And thank you so much for tuning in to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. Make sure you catch us every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m., same time, same bat channel. And, you know, call in. Let's get it popping. Let's get the combo going. Send me that music, Radio Ready. And on that note, I'm going to take it out of here with my girl, Lyrical Marie. Make sure y'all follow and check out We're Too Bad. And thank you for listening to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Forever. You know you hurt me, right? But they say, if you love something, let it go. So I let you go. And you ain't come back, so you know what they say, right? It wasn't meant to be. So I'ma take it for what it is, and I'm gonna let you go. But too bad though.
You never loved me.
You never, never loved me the way that I love you. You never, never loved me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Never, 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 never. You never, 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 never. Love me, baby. Too bad you lost out.